Well, in line with my own commitments going back to the election in 2011, when they started to slice off parts of counties, I have been lobbying for the reunification of counties. And while, of course, it's a privilege to represent the people of South Donegal or indeed parts of any county, the fair way to do it is to respect county boundaries.
I'll miss you, but I want back in Donegal, Mark. No harm to you. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. No, absolutely. And that's exactly what I've tried to do in the last review and again in this one. So we've called for 2 3-seat constituencies in Donegal, which would leave it at about 27,700 or thereabouts per TD in terms of population, which is within the thresholds allowable under the constitution. Also Sligo and Leitrim to stay together as they kind of have traditionally been. That would allow for a 4-seater there. And then the other part of the constituency within with us is Roscommon. And again, before they had been in with Longford, so all of Roscommon and all of Longford together also to form a 4-seater. That way we won't have this kind of patchwork constituency where it's as if the electoral commission leave us till last and they try and make it work by slicing pieces of counties up.
Yeah, and it doesn't make a lot of sense on a number of levels, because you'll have councillors in Bundoran and Ballyshannon who obviously sit in the council in Lifford, and then, you know, you'll have that same area that they represent being represented by someone from South Sligo, I presume from a party perspective of independence in terms of trying to get a platform and develop a career. That's not very helpful. But we have this strange thing in splitting up counties for media reasons and political reasons, and there's not a great deal of rhyme or reason to it.
No, I'm totally opposed to it, and I've set out how it can be achieved, and I'm very hopeful that on this occasion they will honour, number one, the wishes of the people, and ensure that county boundaries are maintained. I mean, the Constitution states that no less than 20,000 per elected preferred TD, a member of the Dáil, and no more than 30,000. And what I have proposed totally respects those guidelines. One of the issues that has emerged with electoral reviews through the years is they've tried to ensure that the variance from constituency to constituency stays within around about 5%, so that, you know, everybody has in or around 25,000 to 27,000. And there is nothing in law that demands that. It's just a practice that they have adopted. Now, you know, obviously we have an exponentially growing urban conurbation on the eastern seaboard, and if they continue with that practice, I mean, in 20 or 30 or 40 years, you'll end up with about 150 TDs on the eastern seaboard, you know, around to Cork, and very little representation on the western seaboard.
And let me ask you one more time, what's your proposal for Donegal? Two constituencies, what's your proposal?
Two three-seat constituencies.
So 6 TDs, okay.
And that comes in at about 27,700 population per TD.
Right, okay, we shall see. I do wonder, what do you think the public would think, the people of Ballyshannon and Bundoran think? Do you think they feel more connected to Sligo Town than they might Letterkenny or Inishowen?
Look, not at all. As I said, it's a privilege to represent that area. Mm-hmm. But the people of Donegal, whether it's you know, on the border at Tullaghan on the southern side, or whether it's Mullinasole, they want to be with Donegal. And one of the unwieldy parts of the constituency as it is, you know, from a TD's perspective, you're dealing with 4 county councils, 4 planning authorities, 2 community health organisation areas, 2 police divisions. And if you take the representation in Dublin North Central, for example, where geographically it's a ministerial area, one of the key issues is in our area there's a very diverse number and type of issues that you're following up for people, from the very rural to the urban and so on, and all the variety of issues that need to be dealt with within that, where the smaller constituency in Dublin might have one set of issues.